Yesterday was saying that the way we experience the world is really the neshama has a different way of experiencing the world, and it's automatic and it's there. It's in it's, but physically speaking, has to go through the senses. Yeah. I think today,
Yeah, that's why Matan Torah is
besides
also.
seven cents, five senses, there's also seven. What's it called? Seven knowledges, or what's it called? Seven intellects.
Yeah.
Seven intellects, right? Such a chokhmah like that. These are all different ways to experience the world and to communicate that which is outside of us into that which is inside. But I don't know. Yeah.
Strollo, that's the name, really.
Yeah.
Ari Strollo.
Primarily, I would say it's primarily I would say it's what's it called? Yeah. It's there's senses, yeah. The senses are not zaitic. Senses are very, very integral to the Guf HaDomer.
Still, the Sfarim speaks that Re'iyah,
And there's
it's above
different
the
ways to
Dibur, the
experience it.
Samach.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so many mishalim that he gave to compare.
We started in the beginning, but would we just do PAL?
Yeah. Shmuel, right here. Yeah, space. Yeah. So unbelievable secrets that were revealed. Right? Last night. Yeah. That the comparison between the Hashem and of man, that Hashem has two ways to run the world, is Gilui and Seser, and that corresponds to Guf and Neshama, and everything about Gilui and Seser correspond to Guf and Neshama, to even to the degree that Gilui is open, Seser is hidden, Guf is open, Neshama is hidden. He says the Chiluke Guf has different parts, how it touches, how it feels, how it runs. And Neshama only is one. Hashem has different hanhagos in Gilu, but in Seser everything is one focus.
Did we talk at all
And
about
then
the
about
relationship
senses.
between the mind and the neshama and the mind and the goof?
I don't know what mind is exactly. I'm not sure what mind is.
Like when you're struggling with something, right?
Mind is emotional. If you mean emotional is not neshama. Emotional is the bridge between neshama and guf.
Is emotion?
Yeah. Emotion is called ruach. So there's three things. There's neshama, there's nefesh, ruach, neshama. Nefesh is the physical, neshama is the spiritual, ruach is in between.
So when the body doesn't want to do something and the mind is saying, no, I'm in charge, I'm the boss, is that the challenge between the neshama and the goof?
Yeah, that's a daily challenge. Yeah. That great bar from Odessler. Going off topic, but he says, "What's the goal of life?" I said, "The goal of life is, if you want to sum it up, is a great part." He says, "You start off your life that what's the I and what's the you, right? I want to sleep later, and then you have a little birdie, a little noise, a little sound telling you you're conscious. No, you want to get up now. Your chakras, you got to get up. Let's go." No, I really want to sleep. But no, you got to get up, right? So what's the I? What do I want? The guf. I want what the I associate myself with, what the guf wants, right? It says by the end of your life, it should grow, and the conversation should be different. The conversation should be, I want to get up, and the guf is a little sound in the back saying, no, you want to sleep a little longer. You want to sleep a little longer. But you switch. Who's the I and who's the you in the conversation? That a person should stay to the point that what they really associate themselves with is what the neshama wants, not what the guf wants.
So I find where the rubber hits the road is exercising. The goof really doesn't want to do that.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, it's a good thing. I don't know if that's exactly the neshama's pushing that either. I don't know what's pushing that.
The mind, I say no,
It
this is
depends on
something.
why it's exercising, why you're exercising. Okay. Number 82. Hey, base. Hamatzovim hashoinim shel hayachas bein guf and neshama. So the Tzimunis now is going to start explaining different how do they call it? Different balances, the soul body relationship during various epochs. During various tuvas. Amar haseichel. Ata tzrichim anu lahavin, ata tzrichim anu lovoy el hadargas zmane haneshama v'agufu matzavim hashenim. This is the general relationship, but the general relationship does take on different forms through different parts of one's life. Aval oydak dama achas. Before I do that, I have to give another introduction. Tzarech la'adav, who is that? Ki zeh poshut shehar bechukim v'drochim. So basically, like the Ramchal always does, he's going to split things up into hierarchy. There's going to be the big and the small, the klal and the pratim. This is the derech of the Ramchal always, right? Very organized, breaking things down. So the system that Hashem has is incredible, and we're going to start learning about it step by step. Every detail that we see has to fit into a category. The easier and the more general we could make each situation. In other words, we could say, sometimes the struggle is exercise. Sometimes the struggle is food. But you could also say, well, it depends what stage in life, right? Sometimes the struggle is covered. Sometimes the struggle is money, right?
Sometimes the same time.
What?
That's usually around the same time.
It's usually around the same time. Sometimes the struggle is much more physical. So instead of analyzing every single case, we'll just analyze stages in life.
Epochs.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Hey, Dalet, 84. Amra seicha v'chacham ruchazal. This is Sifri. Lo'ilam yudivrei toyer b'yadacha klolum v'loy pratim nazul inyani. Let's go. Hinei ra'isa kvar heyois shtei midoi soizvar. I already established for you, and if you don't know this by this point in the Sefer, you missed something. Hester panim ha'arazbar. There's two ways Hashem runs the world. There's the gilu and the seisos. There's the revealed and the hidden. Meaning there's that which Hashem shows, and that's which is behind everything, which is the goal of everything. Hinei ma'sherish v'sibal ha'guf v'nashom, which manifests itself in guf and neshama. We have to understand each one individually, and we have to understand what each one brings to the table, so that we understand the neshama and the guf separately. Then, and then we have to understand how they affect other things around them. So there's a koach of giloi, which is guf. There's a koach of seiser, which is neshama. And then that needs understanding what each one has. And then there's a question of how do they interact with other things. Ha-hester b'izgalia v'ha-ara b'eskasia koshibiyanu. And then we have to understand what happens when you put the two together. Okay? So now you have a world that's both together. How does that create the scenarios that we see in front of us? We're experiencing a world of hashpa from the Korach of Gilui, hashpa from the Korach of Seser, and then hashpa of them both together. So each, in order to understand how they both work together, you first have to understand each one individually. Okay? So, Harei Lanu Shloisha Yediyas, at the end of 484. Therefore, we have to understand three things. A, Yidias Shtei Amidai Zul Ha'atzav Zul Ha'atzav. We have to understand each one individually. Yidias Chiburim, how they work together. And Yidias HaToldus, and how they work to affect other things around them. HaNoldus Min HaChibur HaZalim Min Eim Lefiz Gabar Be'am HaHester HaHara. And then the balance, right? When they're together, how do they affect what's around them? So, for example, let's just take someone gets into a car accident. But and their car is completely smashed. And the mice, and they come out without a scratch. So is that Giloy? Is that Din? Or is that Chesed?
Maybe it's all three.
So I'm saying. So there's obviously what caused that. There was a certain amount of Hashem just let it happen. There's Giloy and Hoga of whatever has to happen. But the Mid of Chesed kicked in to save the person. So we're experiencing two things simultaneously. So in order to really understand the goings on of the world, we have to really understand each midah, what it's mechayiv, and then when they come together, what does it look like?
And can the midah of Chesed happen without Hashem's will? That it just happens? Can it be like that, or is it always
no? The midah of Chesed is the midah.
Somebody doesn't get hurt in an accident. Is it always Hashem saying, you know what, I'm going to do Chesed on this guy? Or is it? Could it be just he didn't get hurt?
I would think that there was an haga of has to be an haga of Chesed that did it. So
nothing happens without Hashem's direct interaction. Correct. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nothing saying that. Hey, 85. Now that you said that Hashem wanted to show in the world, okay, interesting. He's saying, I you already gave me a clue of how to understand a little bit more about Chesed, about Ha'ara and Gilui. Because you told me that Ha'ara is Nikra in the Neshama, and Gilui is Nikra in the Guf. So you're giving me a letter already, a little bit of a mashal. So the conceptually, what each one does or what each one is, you gave me a mashal for it, right? So you help me understand and start it. But what the told us, the behavior and what comes out of it, that I have no idea. Is there any place in Adam that you have a mashal for that? Or no, because Adam is a Baal Bechira, so you don't really see anywhere the hanhaga of Hashem in the world manifesting itself in Adam. So that's for tomorrow. We'll see how that comes out. But this chapter is still pretty long. Eventually, we'll get into the next subject. Each subject is its own thing. Okay.